bag. Mike! Two bandits. Watching. Louie!
This episode is called Carry Quest.
Oh. What up, party people, and welcome!
He's ready, okay?
To episode 113.
113
of Two Bandits Watching Louie.
You found it.
I'm your good pal, Greg Painter.
I see him right here wearing jolly green on this beautiful day.
Good and job. With me.
Yes.
He's my hero.
Oh.
And his name is?
Oh, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm your hero. I'm Mike Martin. Hey, howdy.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah.
I'm recording on this lovely St. Patty's Day.
Mm.
Yes, that's right. We're recording about 12 hours before this sucker comes out.
That's okay. No.
It's how we do.
It's how we connect with people.
Keep it fresh.
Yes.
Keep it real.
See? I can hear people like thinking like, oh man, they're probably recording.
If not, I couldn't say shout out to the NC State Wolfpack for winning the ACC tournament.
There you go.
Because if this wasn't live, I wouldn't know that happened.
You got the hook
would
up.
I?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's huh? right. Yeah. Magic Man over there doing the things. Because we're here to talk about nothing but college basketball today, right?
We are. March Madness, yep. Baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Who you got winning it all this year?
Marquette.
You always say Marquette. It's adorable.
It's closest to Mike and Martin at the same time. It's great.
We're not here. We're not here on a quest for the Final Four, though.
Ooh.
We're here for a Curry Quest.
It is a Curry Quest.
And Mike?
Let's preface this episode with, I think we're going to do an over-under that Greg talks 85% of the episode for some reason. I don't know why.
Love with all my heart and soul this episode. This is going to be, I think I was telling you last week, this is going to be my midnight this season that like people are going to be like, why do you keep pushing this one towards your finals in the brackets?
Because Bluey's not in a lot.
This is perfection of so much on so many. Bluey's an important part of this episode.
I agree. I'm being a butt.
Before I wax poetic,
uh-huh.
I figured we should know what our friends at Wiki Bluey have to say about this episode.
Of all times, I feel like this is the time that you had pounced on the Wiki Bluey and changed the summary. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
What's Curry Quest?
You'll know that I didn't change it when I read this
week
summary. Bingo and Dad must brave a swooping magpie protecting its nests when they go on a curry swap to Mackenzie's house through the park.
Perfect.
The end.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Magpies, they ain't nothing to mess with. It's like Wu-Tang.
It's building in this episode, the storytelling in this episode, everything about this episode makes me so happy, including how we start.
How are
we're
that?
Here. We're at the house. We've got Chili crocheting. We've got Bluey watching attentively, waiting for her turn to start crocheting too. Are crocheting together? And we've got little Bingo just lap dogging it up.
Blopped.
Just having, blopped. Just lazy Sunday, having the best of times.
Uh-huh.
So stinking cute.
It's a fun start. It's a casual lazy morning. It's a weekend day. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Time to crochet and sleep on mom's lap. Like I'm not budging.
Anybody crochet in your life? Do you have any? No, anybody?
My mom does. She crochets blankets.
Yeah,
I have a lot of blankets.
Grandma. Yeah. Actually, yeah, of course your mom does, because I have a crochet blanket from your
there
mom.
There you go, remember. Man. Everybody gets one. It's like Spider-Man, because she'll make sure you get a crochet blanket if she knows you. So it's good. It's great. But that's about it. And it's just an early morning thing. Just zen moment.
I don't know if I could ever. That feels like such a difficult thing to do, especially changing yarn.
Changing yarn.
If only they had rainbow yarn. Hey, Chili, they super do.
Yep.
They super very much do. And
in
I don't
the
know
zoo
why
episode?
I'm so caught. What's that?
The zoo episode? Because they had that also.
Oh, like, they do have it. They actually have it in the Bluey world?
Yes.
Oh,
you just meant like, hey, go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, dude. I have a rainbow blanket that was made for one of the kids from another person who crochets in her life.
But I think I think she had it in the zoo episode when they were trying to scare away the band, whatever the heck bandit's name was, and that's on me. I should know these things. But
that's why we lose at trivia.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on then. Moving on then. That's usually
Chili's
your phrase.
On a quest, Rainbow String, and I very much enjoy both Bluey and Bingo channel their inner mic in this episode.
Hey, Greg.
Because Bluey says,
"What's a quest?
What's a quest?"
Very much so.
And then we get just like seconds later, from Bingo. What's a curry swap?
See?
It's so... Just that little bit of me that does this with you for so long is like, ah! they did the mic thing. Probably. They probably listened to our podcast because our podcast was out before season three
so
came
So maybe
out.
This was so the that's early... Our that's our reference.
First homage to okay, us. Cool. So, hey, guys.
I'm new, in the show!
I've got... Hey, friends. I've got a new job for you. I don't want you to go and edit Wiki Bluey synopsis anymore. I want you to go into this episode of Wiki Bluey and edit Wiki Bluey to say, when Bluey says, what's a quest? It is an homage to the podcast, to Bandit Watching Bluey. Do it. You can. I believe in you. Make it so. Anyway.
Okie dokie.
A quest is a dream. We're getting banned. On.
The quest is gone.
How does it start? Nice, comfortable, usually at home? Before adventure calls.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I love this structure of this episode. Because Chili's just the narrator to the quest. This is
That's
very much feels
say.
Like fairy tale.
This is a cherry. A Chili narrator.
Cherries so, in Charities. Wrong that, one.
There we go. It's a Chili narrated episode. And it's those are always very fun because she does have that effect on an episode where she's just speaking over and just really bringing the joy. And did I write it down when it happened? But there was another episode that she did that in, and it's just like, oh, it's just I don't think it's
the end at Mount Mom and Dad. At the end of Mount Mom and Dad, she like yep. at the end narrates it,
yeah,
and talks so about how it's not just the journey but the destination.
She has that. It's a pirates with a
oh yes
with the other one, and she's just like, and they braved up, and it's like she has that effect in being able to, and we're she'll even do the really. Like she'll still make it real, but this one she's not with the narrator. Like she's the narration of something she's not around, so it's very more fun.
Very more fun, yes. Indeed.
Nailed it in one.
But Bandit, Q Bandit, when an adventure has to come,
it's time for
who's
curry
calling? It's time for a curry swap.
Yes,
because Bandit made a Rogan Josh.
You're darn right,
and
he did.
Kenzie's mad dad. Made a beef rendang.
You're darn right.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Do you know what those are?
I do.
I'm not the curriest curry ever to curry a curry.
I know
Stephon Curry, who is great in yep, both basketball threes. And holy moly. But
ooh,
outside of that.
Life goals.
Mike, what's a curry?
It's a signature recipe of the Kashmiri cuisine. That one, the Rogan Josh, is an aromatic cured meat dish originating from Kashmir. It's made with a red meat, traditionally lamb, mutton, goat, colored with flavoring, primarily, acclimate flour and Kashmiri chilies.
Ooh, acclimate flour, you
mm-hmm.
said.
So, that's what you get from, that's what Bandit's bringing to the
so
table.
So, does that mean that beef rendang is a flavor of a West Sumerian curry dish?
That's a Malaysian.
Typically, yes. That has spice paste and coconut milk?
Known as the king of curries?
Known as the king of curries!
This guy knows!
I guess I do know about curry!
See, we know exactly what we're talking about here, with no Google machines or internet involved whatsoever. I would eat both of these. Absolutely. I love deep flavor.
I think I would just rock the Peshwari naan because I love me a good naan. We make
hey,
our
Greg.
Pizza, we make our pizzas out of naan sometime.
Yes.
I don't know what the Peshwari naan part is. Maybe you do.
What's a Peshwari naan?
I know what a naan is. I don't
this
know
one
what
is,
Peshwari is.
It is a yeast levitated bread filled with coconut or raisins and almonds.
Ew.
So it's a little sweeter, actually.
Maybe I don't want to make my pizzas out of
so I don't know if I'm making yours out of that one, dog, but that's the end of story time and recipes with TBWB.
I was curious, though, like, is curry swap a thing? Apparently not really.
Oh, interesting.
At least it's not an Aussie thing.
So it's just
although I did Google, and my first source was Reddit, where the first and highest thumbs up response was, yeah, our dogs do that all the time here. So...
Our dogs do?
They're being a silly billy.
Oh,
see how they are.
Okay, I'm not
stinkers.
There for it.
Stinkers.
I'm not there for it.
I can't believe you Redditors telling something that's not the truth.
So.
Internet lying. Unbelievable.
Bingo's not ready to go, though.
Oh, Bingo does not. It's not like I'm not ready. I have to wash my hands first. It's I'm not going.
Holding onto the door.
Face paints. Dem face paints, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of an issue, and why not tackle it now?
Go ahead. That's what we're here for.
Not to hit up some spoilers.
Well, it's a 7-minute show, Greg.
But with what we're figuring out here about 4 minutes from now,
mm-hmm.
everybody should be going with Bandit. We should be having a good day with Bandit. We shouldn't be, one, not telling at least one of the kids, if not both, that Bandit's disappearing for a hot minute.
Well,
but let's do a family thing. Like, even, because this hits me a little bit, and we'll get to it back back pre-COVID fun,
sure,
I traveled a lot for work.
Yeah.
Now, I'd have multi-day overnights at times, you know, nothing like 6 weeks.
Sure.
But I'd have times where I had 2-3 days in between seeing the kids. That was hard.
Of course
that
it was.
It was like, rough for me. It was rough for Emily because Livy was like tiny and didn't know who I was barely.
Now,
I was tall guy who brings food sometimes.
If they knew about it, though, would that yuck their yum of daily existence, of interactions and all that
kind of
stuff?
So it's kind of like a let's let them be happy until they have to be sad?
Yeah. Like, is it? And that's where some people were like, when I was reading threads on it, they were saying, why did Bandit even bring Bingo along? Why did he force her to come along? And it's like, he wants to spend time. He wants to spend time with his daughter. Okay, cool. Same page on that one. But is it worth having the build? Yeah, that's tough. I think that's...
Versus having time to acclimate to the idea.
Right.
And kind of... Because I know if I drop that bomb on M, like, it's like, hey, I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks. Bye.
Yeah.
She would not be happy with that. But it's like, hey, just so you know, in a month, I've got to go for work for 6 weeks. She'd be just as bummed. But like, okay, let's do this and this and make sure we have our time used and have time to mentally prepare. This way, Chili's the one who's got to bear the burden of sadness versus both of them being together to kind of
Uncle Stripe help will the help. Kids.
Yo, girl. Yeah,
swing by and do some...
Swing by and drop off muffin and then peace, probably. Oh, no, we still have the play date.
He's not Pat. Don't give him that voice. So they're strolling.
But we're lucky. We're strolling now.
Quality dad moment here.
Mom is doing face paints.
Face paints!
Just sprint.
Yep.
But quality dad moment. Continue.
Oh, it's just going for the walk and she's just like, hop on one foot. What are you doing?
Because the hero doesn't... Oh. The hero is out in the world. Mm-hmm. And all sorts of challenges present themselves.
Ba-ding! That is correct.
Love it.
Hop on one foot. Walk backwards.
Who said you could walk forwards?
Turn around. Come on, you can't carry the Peshwari non like that.
I'm curious. Okay. We have a quick line thrown in there to toughen up, Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Does Bingo need to toughen up? Because Dad's going to be gone for 6 weeks.
Does Bandit need to toughen up?
Both of them need to.
Yeah, of course. That's no questions asked. He's going to a faraway place and he looks gruff and tumble when he gets there, but it's a mutual thing. And in this position, as of right now, when he's telling her to toughen up, he knows she doesn't. Yeah. So he's almost mentally preparing himself. Like, she's going to find out within 24 hours. Dog. It's not like they're going to wake up at the airport and be like, oh, Dad's gone. Like, there's going to be a moment that happens.
When were they going to tell?
They're fallible too. It's okay. They make mistakes.
Nobody's perfect. Except for Doreen, who whenever Doreen's on the screen, you got to pay attention because she's just a gosh darn delight.
Beacon of light.
Something smells good.
Oh, that girl. Like, she, I mean, and I mean, maybe this is a correlation of just how the episodes, kind of come together is, you know, you're saying this might be your bin night and they say during midnight, like, it's full of curry. Like, is it all, like, connecting in hat? No, it's not. But that's it.
It could be, though. But it's definitely not.
Yeah.
Because nobody disappears for 6 weeks. And
In my notes, I literally said, not telling the kid is just a jerk move. This was so
hard.
Because she was like, doesn't she say?
She's like, excited for tomorrow. And Bandit's just like, no.
He's just like, cut it. And that's where I said, oh, you should have.
Doreen even know. Oh, Doreen's probably helping out.
You think, oh,
you're checking on Chili, see how the kids are, babysit here and there where needed, maybe.
That's what I'm curious of, is like, who's the sitter in these situations? Who is the...
Because Chili's not taking 6 weeks off of work, have to assume.
I mean, unless she's got 6 weeks PTO, otherwise, I mean, I'm going to go work in the Australian airport. That's fantastic.
That is a rough way to have to take her PTO, though.
Yeah.
We digress.
Yeah, we do digress.
Doreen warns, a magpie's in the park. Swooped me earlier. Poor hat. There's no way it didn't get a little bit of Doreen in that.
What if
snag
she didn't
either?
Have the hat on?
Oh.
Like, poor Doreen.
Magpies aren't to be trifled with, though. I've done some magpie research. Not just a random magpies you don't mess with. You keep your distance.
One of the lines that I have written down are, they will try to destroy the nests of other birds that get in their way. Like,
bunch of jerks.
They demo everything. And the music that kicks in when they start getting close to the magpie area, it does have almost like RPG. It sounds like you can hear an ocarina playing. Like, it sounds questy. It really does.
It feels light, like Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Like, yes. Western, like, a little bit to me.
It's so good. It's so good.
But don't take your eyes. We get the warning. We get the hero's warning.
That's right.
The warning of danger. Do not turn your eye. Take your eyes off him, and you'll be fine. Again, like a video game. Like, you run into the NPC to get the quest notes, so you know what to do.
Just a tip for your travels. Don't forget to look away. Not look away from the magpie. They're going to get you. And you have like 3 restarts because you try to do the walk by and
button mash the right way. It's the worst. Also, shout out Chunky Chimp movie. That is it's got staying power in theaters, or that bus doesn't get rewrapped often, because that ad is rocking well after it was Showtime at the Apollo last season for movies.
I was very confused about it at first. I know everything is connected in the show, and I'm like, why is there a big yellow leash on the... And that's apparently there's one form of their bus transit that have that kind of logo. We did the same research on... Oh, man.
Oh, no. No. I said, of course there is. I believe it.
Okay, that, cool. That I was very... like, oh, man. They have one...
I didn't even research that. I was like, that's got to be a thing.
And it wholeheartedly is a thing. Is. But they just put a leash on it because they make it bluey-esque. Darn it. Well done. Oh, no. Now it's time.
Poor little Winton. Nobody gave him quest notes on how to do that.
He got no NPC chat. It was just...
My kids came up, and Liv came up with a really good thought. That blue ball underneath the tree there that's hanging out, that's Winton's. He was running to get his ball.
Yeah.
And got swooped. Oh, did I actually show that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. I must have been head down in notes or something. I didn't notice. I just saw him running. No, I was not focused.
Yep, there's a ball sitting underneath the tree. He's just trying to retrieve it. And I don't know why. I mean...
Ball stays there for like 6 weeks, apparently. But
because we discussed the faults and benefits of Chili in Bandit. But one character has always seemed perfect in the show, and it's Winton's dad. I understand that. Winton's dad letting his kid run around with a magpie out there with signs everywhere that says, watch out for the magpie. Winton's dad. You lose a point. Boo hiss.
He had a sausage in his mouth, so he couldn't say...
He really doesn't talk much. Gonna...
What did he ever spoke? I don't think he has.
He's in markets, and I think he's selling the toffee apples. I think that's the one...
That's Winton's dad?
I think. I mean, we'll call me out if I'm wrong.
He's got sauce on him but he's selling toffee apples.
He probably does have sauce. If he's got sauce on him, then you know it's Winton's dad. It could just be the one defining character. Poor Winton, though. Poor Winton. But you get Chili just narrating everything here. It's so...
It's so good. Bandit and Bingo make it. They're keeping the eye until Bingo can't turn her neck far enough.
Run!
Because she can't walk backwards. She's trying to follow the rules.
She's carrying the nun.
And off they go. Now they get swooped, but they don't get got. But don't worry. They've made it to Mackenzie's.
Get to hang out with Mackenzie.
The quest is over.
See?
Thank you, Plug a Clock.
Yep, absolutely. But wait. Have a good one.
Oh. There's more.
I'm curious what you're going to plug today then, actually. Hang on, I gotta work on it. Okay.
After facing the dangers, they arrive where they're going.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's mom, time to paint some faces.
It's great. It's good to go.
She's not that great at it. Poor Mackenzie. That is like no cheetah I have ever seen. I'll tell you that. I do like the quick exchange we get with the dads there. They sniff.
Yep.
We throw the Peshwari 9 up. We're all good to go.
Look at us still naming the things correctly. Kudos to you on that one. Gotta always have that beef rendang in the Rogan Josh.
And then we get our M. Night Shyamalanian twist. Quest is not over.
No,
it's only not. Just begun.
Yeah.
Bingo, are you excited to go to the airport?
I'm not going to the airport.
But my dad said, your dad said he's flying away forever. Oh.
That's it. Yeah, this is gut check moment. This is
maybe if Mackenzie didn't find out before Bingo. Such an extreme moment.
So even
everybody's allowed to know except for poor Bingo, apparently. Does Bluey know, do you think?
Yeah, I think she does.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because Bluey seems pretty chill at the airport about it.
Well, this is where, again, if you tell one of them and they're able to adapt to it and realize what's to come, they could be good about it. And the other one's just going to be like, what? And maybe that's the Bingo status, is they've done it before. And she crumbles. She's like, I can't handle it. Maybe that's how Bingo does it. It's too much for her. She can't slowly adapt to it. Now, if she can adapt to it, and it's a progression that she needs to get used to and learn how to do, because he does it often, it's up to the parents in that one, man. It really is.
And maybe this is the first time that Bandit has to have
a long
leave like this.
Yeah.
Bingo's, or Bluey's been through a couple of these. This is Bingo's first being old enough to realize.
He's not going
to
be here for
where'd that big blue guy go?
How many weekends is it?
I do like, too, Mackenzie's dad just backing out of the scene. When Bluey comes up, he's like, oh.
Yep, I messed up.
Don't want to be part of this right now. And then just that reveal. How long? Just 6 weeks.
Just six. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Just?
Yeah. It's clearly something work-related, expedition-y.
Of course.
He's got to go back to the dig or something.
Get them bones.
But, dude, Reno.
Archaeology calls, and you're going to see... I'll see you before the next season comes, I hope. Like the seasons are going to almost change before I come back.
And then the real challenge of the quest is revealed. And we cut back to Bingo, just sat on the... And this is where the emotions start flowing in old Greg here. It's like, I don't want to go back because I don't want to go past the magpie. And I don't want you to leave. And if we don't leave here, then you can't leave. And just
that's good logic.
Of it, I was like, oh,
that's good logic, dog.
Bingo. You've always had my heart.
Let's just stay here forever. Let's not go anywhere. So that way, find a new mom, find a new Bluey. Just don't go anywhere, man. Oh.
But when things seem the saddest, here comes Mackenzie's mom to the rescue.
Stellar.
We work on that face paint and just...
I don't think I'm going to do the face paint thing. I
love the accent. Oh. I love that. I love her voice. I love that lovely Kiwi accent that they have.
Because it's cool that they keep it canon, that her parents, like Mackenzie's parents, his parents, are Kiwis.
Yeah, New Zealanders.
That you get that vibe. So the Collies shout, that's so cool. It's such a fun just introduction to their home and not just Mackenzie. Because Mackenzie's been through some stuff coming up.
They're the Border Collies, too. Yeah. We get their full last name.
Yeah, it's so...
Like you said, not going to do the face paint stuff because I'm just not good at it. I mean, Mackenzie's meant to be a cheetah.
I am? Am I? Is what it is. It's the funniest cut. I think Mackenzie is the goat of the fourth wall break the scene moment because that, like, when she says that, and then Mackenzie's like, am I? And then she just keeps playing right where they are.
And that just kind of helps Bingo unlock what she needs to be okay with, because if you don't do it, nobody can.
Mm-hmm.
So I should do it even if I don't want to, even if that.
Mm. It's the try of the hero.
And then, thank goodness, this episode came before onesies.
Okay.
Because this back half of this episode could have taken a different turn when Bingo is transformed into a tiger.
Oh.
Everybody in that house could have been donezo.
True that. That is good. Yes. But
instead, Bingo has a bingo-tastic idea. Can you paint one more thing?
I feel like... You get so got. I think the montage moment before he leaves is heavy and great, but I think with the sun kind of setting,
that music building,
and he says, "You ready?" He goes, "Rah!" I feel like
that's where it starts. The music is just building and building, crescendoing, if you will.
Yes, as always.
The magpie's ready to swoop, but they got eyes in the back of their head.
Well done.
And the one that gets me almost every stinking time.
Aww.
You're my hero, Bingo. It's like,
I mean, she's the one that solved the problem. Bandit, bad on Bandit, dog. Like, why did you not be like, either A, we're going to take a side road, or B, there's got to be a way to get around this magpie. Oh, I'm gonna let my 4-year-old that's going to miss me a whole bunch that's really sad come up with a solution. Come on, dog.
And then that quick montage.
Of course.
Dinner telling the story of their hero quest. The
swoops.
We've got leaving at the airport and sad Bingo, but still balancing on one foot.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be done.
And you get a lot of montage here.
We get great Facebook booth. Okay, buddy, that is the best face paint that's ever happened.
Getting got. My dude is back. And you do see my boy. Maybe that's why that you see... Winton hanging out in the park by himself because Winton's dad is chatting up Indy's mom. So he's out doing his thing and he's out there just being Winton's dad at the markets getting it. Sparkle Horse Lady's there with the, is it Sparkle Horse? What's the name of the poop cut? It's Cupcake?
There's Cupcake and then there is...
Sprinkle Horse the toy.
Oh my god.
Sprinkle Horse is the toy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the
That's Quiet Game.
Oh, you just broke my brain. I can't remember.
I know, I'm sorry. But she's got both ponies are hanging out there in that moment. And you do see my boy Pretzel hanging out. He's at the market still. Like, I was very excited. Like, when you pull out the Wiki Bluey and you see the cameos of this episode, it's like 80. Because you see the two from Barky Boats chatting it up in the background. And they're having it, like, they're really still hitting it off. And it's just...
Captain Mia.
Thank you. Yes. Well, I'm bad with names, too, today. Don't worry, man. Because we're trying to avoid getting the feels. That's all.
The montage. We get, like, a few cuts here to the scarf again, getting longer and longer that Bluey's making.
Bluey's rocking it at the end.
We're walking past the magpies again. The babies are hatched. So the magpie's way more chill.
Because it's... I mean, I don't think it's appropriate to give a gender to the magpie in that situation because you don't know for sure if it's a mom or a dad.
Bandit says dad.
It is a dad?
He's just trying to be a good dad and protect his babies.
And that's what he's doing there. He's protecting the babes. He's coming back with the worms and people are chilling while he's hanging out and giving them worms, right? Because they're hatched now. He's not protecting his babes. So they're growing up and they're... Yeah, yeah.
We get a good facey time with Bandit.
Greg's not going to cry. Filth. We got this, folks.
Bandit covered in filth.
Yes.
Behind his ear, I think.
I love that shot.
Very woodsy.
He's scruffed everywhere. Yes. Like, it's if you want to see my beard in the morning, that's what you get. So,
why do heroes go on quests anyway? They seem dangerous. They usually don't want to, but they do it anyway. And we get that. Oh my gosh, I'm actually like,
I know you're getting McClellan, buddy. But whew. you see Bluey.
They get back to the airport
and she's wearing the full scarf.
Whew. They get back to the airport
and Bluey's used to it.
Bandit and just Bingo runs underneath the barricade just to get
you. You can't catch that 4-year-old. That's like the scene in Love Actually. You can't catch that kid going to hug. Oh
my goodness. Just the love. The love, it's a beautiful thing. One of my favorite episodes. If this is, could be up there as one of my favorite, if not my favorite episode of this show.
Right,
the heart, behind, the feels, so, so very good.
Right behind Blue Mountains. Is,
but wait, there's more, because we're not just done.
No.
We've got the best credits in Credit Town.
Oh, gosh.
Montage of face paint.
So much face paint.
Which it took me to my third time through to catch that.
Really?
Because like,
finished
it up on my notes and everything, and I would just look up and it's like, why does Leela look like a butterfly? Wait a second, and I had to back up.
Face paints Mackenzie's mom did.
She's done good. I very much liked Chloe's Dalmatian dad turning into a sunflower.
It's
that was great. A good
it's
one.
So good.
Obviously, Buddy, we already talked about.
Oh man, I'm for my heart right
I
there.
I did not. There was a mystery dog in there though that I was not familiar who it
really?
Was. I think it was like the second one that was shown. There was like little pink lines going up their face. Pink and blue, and I can't remember who it was.
Wasn't Pom Pom, was it?
No, because Pom Pom. Pom Pom was there.
We'll go to the cameos.
We'll find out.
Dang. Too many feels right now. It's
a great episode.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm still a little verklempt, so before I ask you a couple questions.
Sure, dude.
Let's go to our sponsors.
Just really quick.
For a quick break.
Take a breather, Greg. You done breathing?
I'm barely breathing.
Okay.
And I can't find the air.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm can't imagine. Just lying here waiting for another day.
We got this.
Think I know you anyway. Anyway.
Yes.
Favorite thing, Michael Martin, about this episode called
Quest. I'm gonna go for the relief portion of it because I know you're going to have some feels going through it. So my true like smirk haha moment that I'll let it be is the Mackenzie. Am I? With the cheetah, because it's a growing moment and they're learning the lesson, or at least just this is just kind of how life is. And she's like, Mackenzie's supposed to be a cheetah. Like, am I? It's so beautiful. It brings that perfect relief in a moment that is going to be highly stressful. Greg, what was your favorite thing today, man?
You're my hero, Bingo.
Yeah, just buddy.
The delivery of that line. It was just so. So sweet and so genuine, and like, I'm so proud of you, little one. And it's just, such a good line read, such a good line. Again, the music growing as that scene progressed to just excitement and victory.
It's good soup, man. Drink it in, dude. It's just, that's life. That's life. It's perfect. Now, there's a lot of cameos. There's a lot of IMDb on this episode. Do you have a favorite character in this episode?
Oh, that's Bingo, my dude. It's 100% my girl Bingo.
Look at you. Yes.
She's so great in this. down to the rawr, just perfect bingo, bingoing, growing, learning, being sad, but getting happy.
4-year-old strength.
Loving her dad like nobody else. Mm. It's got to be bingo.
I like that.
Who's your favorite character, Mike?
New intro.
Ooh.
Of Mackenzie's mom.
That's a good one. I'll give you that. Yes. I think that's definitely a first.
That's she shows up and she realizes what's going on, and she also like she motivates Bingo to be like, no, I need to go back and I could do this. I could, because she says, I wanted to do this and I wanted to be strong and brave about it. I just can't do it. And it like says like, we can do that. We can do that. And it's a group camaraderie, and it's great. I mean, Mackenzie mom's, she crushes it here. She really does.
So with that said, how do you rank?
Gosh.
This fine episode.
Oh man. I have a couple. I really do. And you know what? I'm just going to be simple and say, I'm going to rank this one curry swap that you and I need to do someday.
Ooh, I'm down for that.
I think that that's something that needs to happen.
As I see your gumbo boiling over next to us on the stove.
We're going to have to check that in a minute.
And I usually just do like Blackstone chicken most nights.
Sure.
I feel like you might be slightly disappointed in
the No.
But sure, why not?
You know that the Rogan Drosh has paprika, chili, cumin, coriander, garam masala, fennel, nutmeg, turmeric, cinnamon, coriander, cloves, lamb, garlic, ginger, ghee or butter, tomato, yogurt, chicken, and onion, right?
Holy. I had the chicken. Whew. Got that.
You don't got an onion? Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Can you? Oh, man. Just put it on all the fields. How do you rank episode 113 of Blue Meat Curry Quest?
I ranked this episode 42 days. Also known as 6 weeks. Come on, man. That's too long.
That's a lot of days.
That's a lot of days. Maybe they measure, it's like, is that like miles and kilometers? Are weeks different in other countries? It's
like they have time differentials fully? Maybe? They go by quarks and to minutes.
Thank you, everybody. Plug a clock.
That's what time it is. That's right.
linktr.ee/watchingbluey. Merch, awesome. Patreon, socials, TikTok, all that good, great, glorious stuff. We got that Cameo too.
Yes.
At TeePublic. Thank you to the folks who bought some stuff last
so
week.
So much. Absolutely.
Always appreciate it.
Gosh.
At Watching Bluey on X.
Yes. Come give it to you. We're going to.
Watching Bluey @gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us thoughts, feels, whatever. Thanks to our pal Adam. Down in, I don't know where he's down into, but for reaching out to us saying he listened to our podcast, discover us on a trip from Cincinnati to Cincinnati from New Orleans, and he can't stop listening. Can't stop, won't stop.
Keep Thank on you, keeping Adam. On.
We Adam, appreciate you.
You keep on keeping on.
Don't keep
tell
on
me what to do.
Send us stuff to our PO Box. PO That's Box right. 2372, Syracuse, New York.
Still us.
13220, Greg Painter. Mike Martin, Two Bandits Watching Bluey.
We're
any of those things on there? We'll get it. We got a postcard that I keep forgetting to pick up. Did you remember to pick it up, Mike?
No, but I went like 2 days after you did, and it wasn't there, and I looked all sad about it.
If you got to walk up to the thing, there'll be like a little note saying.
Then no, I did. It wasn't there yet. It's okay. We'll both.
And lastly.
Oh, gosh. And most importantly, it's.
If your friend asks you to do a curry swap, and you don't know how to make any ding-dong curry, go to Paddington Curry House in the Paddington region of Brisbane.
That's good.
Paddington Curry House,
Pakistani food.
Where they pride themselves in their Indian and Nepalese cuisine. Our chef has worked in a 5-star hotel in India and has unbridled passion for cooking and making the best curries. With over 16 years of experience, our chef will bring you classics like butter chicken.
Yep.
As usual. Sagwala.
Yep.
And their famous Momo.
Ooh.
And of course, Bombay Aloo.
Bro, I would sign up for like,
I want some Bombay Aloo.
Dude, if we go there, that if we go to Australia, that'll be like one of the second places we go.
After KSF chicken.
That's right. Yes.
Because at Paddington Curry House, they guarantee you will not go home hungry.
Oh, that's a that's a good tag.
PaddingtonCurryhouse.com.au.
The one and only. Folks, gosh.
Appreciate you.
Well done, Greg.
Thank
you. Glad
you
made it alive.
Proud Edit that wiki.
That's yes.
Do the thing.
That's right.
You know why, pals?
Oh, there's only one reason. I can't think of anything else, but
because it's gotta be done.
It's gotta be done, folks.